top accomplishment is obviously that the state has weathered this storm, which was clearly the worst recession that the country and the world had ever seen. And we've come out of it, I think, stronger in a lot of different ways. Unemployment now is at 4.6, which is down from a high of 8.7 back in January of 2010. We've got more people working in the state than any time in our history, over 444,000. We're in the top 10 in the nation on job creation, the only one on the East Coast. I think we've got a lot of great things that have happened in Delaware. We've trained a better workforce. Department of Labor has really done a great job in getting a better workforce out there, one that is geared to today and industries of today and tomorrow, which is really critical, and that's what companies are looking for. They want people that they know can hit the ground running. And I give kudos to first to the governor for putting together the team and setting the course for us, but also to Secretary McMahon, who really has done a great job of putting it all together over there. So those are the accomplishments. I mean, companies that we've gotten to come here, companies that we've gotten to stay and expand. You know, not a whole lot of states that can say that. And so those are the things I'm most proud of. If you had to pick a disappointment, that was the biggest one. However, you know, we're not done. From my perspective, Fisker was our low point, but we've come back stronger and better than we've ever been. You know, it's a new economy, and Delaware's ready for it. And I'm really excited about where it's gone. I mean, where this new group is going to take us.